Triple M Breakfast with Patty and Rob Palmer. Time to hit rewind.
Houston, we have a problem.
Otherwise known as Patty and Rob.
Mr. Palmer assures me he is sober when he tells these stories.
What is it? What is it?
It's high-speed transportation, right? It uses electromagnetic levitation and vacuum tubes. So it's basically...
You know how they put the money in at Coles and they send it up that big chute?
Yeah.
Boom, like that.
Is that straight up. Yeah.
So we're going to be in a tube like that?
Yeah, it's like a pea shooter, but instead of a pea, it shoots people.
Ronaldo watched Four Corners about the pollies in Canberra and was absolutely shocked.
Oh, my dead grandmother, I did. Malcolm Turnbull exposing Capitol Hill in Canberra, the culture of booze and sex going on. Who would have thunk it? They've had sex. I thought that only happened in Fishwick. You know where you go to buy your fireworks?
Yeah.
But there were bigger bangs going on around the corner in Parliament House.
Phil from Killarney Vale drives for Red Buses and is supporting the Movember cause. His wife Gary called.
And Rob had an idea to increase charitable donations.
What about moustache tassels? You could get little tassels, surely.
No, he uses them on his nipples, he does.
Little clip-on jobs. Yeah.
Rob wants to get in a mower man.
Have you left your lawn to someone else's?
Oh, that's like, that's cheating.
And when you do it,
seriously,
how long does
mate?
It take you
no.
not... Like, as you imagine the first couple of times someone does it?
That is tantamount to what I saw on Four Corners last night with the alleged affairs.
Macca from Wyoming gets someone to do his lawn.
You're saying it's therapeutic, you get left alone. I'm out there mowing or whipper snipping. My missus is on the back porch giving me holy hell. You missed that!
Okay.
When Rob wants to open up and confess, there is only one place to do it. We're going to go into the cone of silence.
So not many people hear this, just you and me. Right, it's a bit close.
Thank goodness.
That's your nose, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Is that your finger?
Yeah, no.
Okay, stop.
I really wish Paddy would stop doing this during songs. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Because you weren't making any noise, and I thought, he's having an attack.
Just doing a bit of air violin.
Don't play air violin anywhere near an old person's home, because...
You'll be committed.
You may look like... something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Sean Connery is to have his ashes scattered over the Bahamas and Scotland.
So he's going to be scattered in a couple of places. The Bahamas?
Yeah, Bahamas, that's where he lives.
So where
or he used to live.
Ah. If I was James Bond, I'd have a house in the Bahamas
Me
too.
Oh, it just goes with the role, doesn't it?
It does.
Really?
You can't really not have one there.
No, you can't live at Narara and be a James Bond.
Our techspert, Trevor Long, loves talking about where he grew up on the Central Coast.
How good's Australia Avenue, you minor?
Mate. Our mate here just bought a house there. Good on you, Jimmy. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Yeah, well done, Jimmy.
Where we live, because that was a bit of a dump. But anyway, move on.
And the big story this week came from Canberra. The story accused two federal ministers of having affairs. Like, who would have thunk it, Robert, that, you know, these ministers there were actually, allegedly... Doing the wild thing, man.
On hammer and tong in the broom closet.
Oh, yeah, they were. You know, wagata. You know what? You imagine if Four Corners went into every workplace and did an expose. Holy hell, wouldn't there be some stories to tell?
Triple M Breakfast with Patty and Rob Palmer. And if you've missed any of the show, download the Triple M app and subscribe now to the Patty and Rob podcast.